Cape Talk.
The Africa Report.
With JJ Cornish.
JJ, bonjour. Comment ça va?
Bonjour to you, Zain. Bonjour. Ça va très bien, merci.
Wonderful. Bonjour. Starting off with the first topic of discussion this morning on the African continent, at least 100 people dead in Nigeria flooding.
You know, where is it not flooding in the world today? I don't know. All you see is deluges and rivers and, my goodness.
Climate change. This
is in, northern Niger State. And the two major rivers, you know, the Burn rivers and the Niger rivers at this seasonal time of flooding, though, in Nigeria, the state of emergency now being considered. Homes and farms wiped out. Areas, the flooding waters come up to the levels where it was in 2012, where 350 people died. But, I mean, this is particularly tragic because just a couple of months back in July, 100 people died in the flooding. What you have is very poor building construction regulations, poor drainage, you know, so the flooding is exacerbated every time. In Africa's most populous country, most of the areas hit now are rural areas, and it's when it comes into the cities that it really starts taking big death tolls and so on. So it's something that authorities have to watch, and it's like any flooding, you know, you just got to wait for it to abate. There's not a great deal you can do, on a grand scale.
Yeah, and it's kind of like it gets worse when you don't have proper draining systems, or when you don't have a situation where, you know, the infrastructure is of such a nature that it can actually take this water away.
A bit better, move the water away.
Make it slightly easier. Demonstrations in Addis Ababa driving people from their homes.
You know, we have Abiy Ahmed, the Prime Minister, who's done some remarkable work, but he's from the Oromo area, and that is the area it's the biggest ethnic group in Ethiopia, but they feel sort of distant. Well, they feel that they've been left out of things, and their leaders came back from exile, allowed back in from exile. Big demonstrations for this, and then there was some looting, police turned, opened fire, and 23 people killed. So now, as a result of that, the protests have got very, very, very violent. And the capital city, Addis Ababa, has been brought to a standstill by them. The people absolutely furious about this. And, Abiy Ahmed now has his work cut out, restoring order to the capital city in Ethiopia, where, as I say, since coming to power and believing it being believed that he, coming from this Oromo group, which was the most dissident group, would have better control. But right now he's having to prove it, and it's becoming a big job.
Yeah. And then Algeria's Bouteflika sacks his military chiefs as he prepares for another term at the helm. Kind of happens all the time in Africa, eh?
Well, you know, the military in Algeria has held sway. Often they say that the real decisions are being made at the military headquarters, not at the presidential palace. Now, Abdelaziz Bouteflika came to power in 1999. He's been there for time, and we didn't think he'd stand for a fourth term because of his poor health. Now it looks like he's preparing, even though he's not a great deal better, to stand for a fifth term. But he has to tighten the grip that the military has on power. So for the past 2 months, he's been sacking, over the past 2 months, and about a dozen generals. But the latest one yesterday was the land, sea, and air force heads, plus the head of intelligence. So it's really, they're saying that they want to stop the military hold on political power, and they want to develop a professional military. So it's interesting to see what he's doing, but one hopes. I mean, when I first started visiting Algeria in the 90s, the military, of course, had taken over because of the Islamist resurgence, and they held power for some time now until the so-called civilian governments came in. But it's reckoned, as I said earlier, that the civilian governments haven't really held the absolute power or the real power in Algeria, and Abdelaziz Bouteflika is trying to change that.
Jean-Jacques, and that's what's happening on the African continent. At least 100 dead in Nigeria flooding, demonstrations in Addis Ababa, and then Algeria's Bouteflika sacks his military chiefs as he prepares for another term at the helm. Jean-Jacques Adame, thanks very much, and have a fantastic day.
Adame, Zane.